Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to another hour of Doug Steffen's Good Day. Jay Kirshner and I have all kinds of great information for you today, but in this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell, loaded with all kinds of great health information that you can use right now, right here, today.
Hey, welcome to the Good Day Health Show. Once again, to be with you, I am pleased to do so. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. And for those of you who may be listening for the first time, I specialize in spinal care, dealing with the very top of the spine. That's not the only place I work. It's just that that's the place that controls the position of the spine underneath. In other words, the position that the head is sitting on top of the neck will control everything below it, in the sense of living in a three-dimensional gravitational field. And if the head and neck are not in balance, everything underneath will be in an imbalanced state, leading to all kinds of muscle pain, joint pain, even organ dysfunction. So my specialty, better understood at jackstockwell.com, and Doug is one of my patients. I see Doug once, maybe twice a year, when he passes through the area. And my goodness, I've been doing this for half of my life. I turned 73 in another week, and I'm still going strong, being under the same kind of care myself. I also have another website at ForbiddenDoctor.com that gets into the nutritional aspect of our practice, which is just growing demand for better understanding of nutrition. Because what I want to talk about today is a very tender subject, but it is becoming more and more center-focused, in the sense of where in the world is all this gender dysphoria coming from. So what I want to talk about is not so much that as to ensure the best hormonal development for your child, so that when they're born, they are clearly male or female, and it begins in the womb. And so during the past few years, there's this increased incidence of what's called gender dysphoria. And it's just reduced sexual dimorphism. Dimorphism means two different developmental pathways. And because there is reduced dimorphism, in the sense that, man, we're not really sure where they're headed, there's all this confusion about the defining behaviors of what is a male and what's a female. And it's on the... almost every, at least once a week, there's something on the front page of the newspapers, the headlines on the internet. As early as 1948, and I have used Dr. Francis Pottinger as an example many times in the past, he was a medical doctor in Southern California. And he's the one that the movie moguls would send their stars and starlets too, if they were starting to put on a little bit of pudge. These directors, producers, studio owners would send their starlets to Dr. Pottinger for about 6 weeks, and he'd have them trim right back down to where they're supposed to be, with a diet that essentially is a combination of carnivore and Atkins. He'd get them off of carbohydrates, get them back onto foods that pretty much Mother Nature made, and get him back into shape in a hurry. But he said this in all of his discussions in 2 years before I was born. It was an article published by the American Nutrition Society, and he said this, quote, "Experimental work with animals shows a loss of secondary sexual characteristics after two or three generations on impoverished diets. Males lose their heavy masculine frame. Their makeup begins to resemble the female. Females also tend to lose their distinguishing build, so that both sexes approach a state of physical neutrality." End quote. Wow. 1948. In other words, when he said impoverished diets, he means not the ancestral diet. the ancestral diets that our grandparents, great-grandparents, those were raised on farms out in the country, not necessarily the inner cities, but those that ate from the earth. Those that started eating from boxes and bags and cans ate what he considered the impoverished diet because it was lacking so many vital micronutrients, especially to a developing baby inside mama's womb at the earliest stages of pregnancy. So how prevalent is this gender dysphoria? The Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, what's known as the DSM, the fifth edition that was published back in 2013, talked about gender dysphoria prevalence among males as 0.002 to 0.003%. And then from 2013 to 2016, 3 years later, this Dutch study came out and raised that from 0.002 to 4.6% of the overall study of thousands of participants who were born male and 3.2% of those born female as ambivalent to their specific birth gender. In other words, they weren't sure. As many as 4% in a three-year period. And then a recent Pew Research study found that among adults under age 30, 5% now define themselves as trans or non-binary. So the question a lot of parents are asking me, where's this coming from? Now, if you're just tuning in, I'm part of the Good Day Health Show with Doug Steffen. I've been with Doug for about 15 years now, and as I said there at the beginning, you can get more information at jackstockwell.com. According to a recent Gallup poll in answering this question, more than 340,000 adults in the United States, 8% in this poll are millennials, identified as 8% of them now as LGBT in 2022, as opposed to 5 in 2012. So the numbers, year by year, the numbers are increasing. And so while the social media and other concerns focus on the subject and the encouragement by teachers and adults can explain, I suspect, some of this upsurge, but there are good reasons to conclude that a portion of this increase is real and that a growing number of young adults are genuinely confused about their gender. And they're very uncomfortable with the traditional expectations of sexual behavior as displayed by mom and dad in the home. And the parents of these gender-confused kids find themselves in a heartbreaking dilemma. I talked to these parents, and one parent said, you know, we're 100% of accepting who she is, and we will support her and love her anyway, but this isn't anything I would wish on my child because of the challenges that she's likely to encounter. And these challenges are serious. Some of the latest statistics, people with gender dysphoria have a much higher rate of suicide than the general population. And an alarming 32 to 50% of people with gender dysphoria attempt suicide. And in addition, an estimated 26% resort to substance abuse. 32 to 50%, if they stay in this state 10 years or longer, will attempt suicide. That's half of them. And parents are right, obviously, to be concerned about the difficulties a transgender child is going to face. Now, where is this coming from? There's an incredible book by Ashana Swan, S-W-A-N, Ph.D. She describes many of the modern influences that can disrupt normal hormonal development in infants and children. And her book is called Countdown, How Our Modern World is Threatening Sperm Counts, Altering Male and Female Reproductive Development, and Imperiling the Future of the Human Race, published just 2 years ago. Shauna, S-H-A-N-N-A, Swan. You can get it at Amazon. And most modern children grow up in a sea of these gender-disrupting chemicals. I mean, anytime somebody comes to me, regardless of their age, and this sudden change is taking place, and it could be heart conditions or lung conditions or central nervous system conditions, or emotional conditions, I always want to know first, what has changed in your diet? Not necessarily accidents or trauma, not necessarily stress levels, although that can play a role. what has changed in your diet? And in this book, one of the best I've ever seen, male monkeys that were exposed to bisphenol A, the BPA, you notice a lot of plastic containers now will say BPA-free, but monkeys that were exposed to this in utero exhibited more female behavior, such as clinging to their mothers after birth, whereas monkeys that were not exposed to this separated themselves after birth and went on to establish their own existence without having to cling to mama. And there was this 2002 study from the Netherlands found that exposure to dioxins and PCBs were associated with much more feminine play behavior in boys, such as the preference of little children playing with dolls over trucks, and with a lot less feminine play behavior in the girls. And the scientists believe that these estrogen-mimicking chemicals are the cause of declining sperm counts in men, which is a phenomenon now that is being observed worldwide. We know that marijuana has estrogenic effects. In other words, smoking marijuana will raise estrogen levels in the blood. And according to a 2015 study from Denmark, men who smoked marijuana more than once a week had a 29% lower sperm count. Where marijuana is combined with other recreational drugs, the decline was even greater. And men that were aged 18 to 28 who used marijuana more than once a week had sperm counts reduced by as much as 55%. Opioid painkillers, we know, lower testosterone levels and create DNA damage in sperm. Even Tylenol can cause sperm abnormalities. And now we're finding out an interesting relationship between women who took Tylenol during pregnancy and the appearance of autism-like characteristics. We're going to be going to a break here in a few moments. When I get back, I want to talk about the endocrine disrupting chemicals that are everywhere. And in the earliest stages of development, of human development, you do not want something playing around with hormone development. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and I am at jackstockwell.com. And when we get back, I want to talk about the flood of these things in our society that's almost impossible to escape from. Stick around.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79, and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Once again, I am not the Forbidden Doctor. The Forbidden Doctor is that doctor deep inside of you that does its best job to keep you alive, to repair, restore, rebuild, and to strengthen and sustain life. And I use the word forbidden because the medical industry forbids you to know about it. They want you to believe that you will live better on chemicals and drugs than on better food choices. So I was talking about the endocrine disrupting chemicals. What does that mean? Well, there's chemicals in our society that once they get into our bloodstream, they disrupt hormone behavior, hormone activity, and endocrine stimulation. In other words, when ingested, these endocrine disrupting chemicals alter the normal levels of estrogen in both men and women, because they bind to estrogen receptors. Now, what's that mean? Well, these things are in carpets. They're in fabrics that are saturated with stain-resistant chemicals. They're in flame retardants, personal care products, air fresheners, scented household products, antibacterial hand soaps, canned foods, beverages, and plastic bottles. And Dr. Swan describes this experiment in which men exposed themselves to these products and then collected urine and blood samples for analysis. And the levels of chemicals increased significantly in their blood and their urine, especially endocrine disrupting chemical called monoethyl phthalate, MEP, which increased from 64 to almost 1500 nanograms per millimeter. Now, what? Well, this was the direct result of these people smearing themselves with scented toiletries, hair care products, shaving gel, deodorant, fragrance, lotions, as well as scented liquid soap and the plug-in scented oil that they had in the test room. And what happened was a tremendous drop in testosterone in their bodies. Now, she doesn't mention sunscreen products, which contain these estrogenic chemicals as well, which are testosterone blockers. But a very dangerous endocrine-disrupting chemical in sunscreen is oxybenzone, which is easily absorbed through the skin. Used by pregnant women, it can help hurt the developing fetus. Smeared on growing boys, it can interfere with normal sexual development. In girls, it can cause negative effects on breast development. And the titanium dioxide has endocrine disrupting effects as well. And no one should ever apply these products to themselves or their children. Instead, if you're going to have to do something, use some coconut oil or organic cotton t-shirts or something that can block the sun, but do not use these chemicals. And men who ingested these chemicals suffered from symptoms such as low semen concentration, poor semen quality, lack of sperm motility, and eventually reduced sexual appetite. And these were even in their 20s. And the problems that usually reverse themselves when exposure to estrogens was terminated. It would turn right around. And so for the developing male fetus, and this is what I'm trying to get to here, these environmental estrogens can have severe and long-life detrimental consequences to the reproductive and the urogenital development. The female babies are also affected, usually with premature breast development and early and difficult periods, starting in some girls as early as 9 and 10 years old. When we get back, what are we going to do about it? Well, I have some nutritional suggestions that you might want to consider, and it begins before pregnancy. But I honestly, in my heart of hearts, with all the study I have done, believe that this is where all this gender dysphoria is coming from. It's not just programming. It's not just some insidious, you know, conspiratorial effort to disrupt our society. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. When we come back, optimal hormonal development from nutrition, coming right up.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Reports say at least 10 people are dead after a mass shooting in Maine. Police say dozens more are injured and they're searching for the shooter in the city of Lewiston. Police have released an image of a man with what appears to be an assault rifle. Speaking from the White House Wednesday, President Biden has issued a stern caution to Iran regarding potential assaults on U.S. military installations in the Middle East.
We have had troops in the region since 9/11. To go after ISIS and prevent a re-emergence in the region.
He conveyed to Iran's supreme leader that the U.S. would take action in response to any further attacks perpetrated by Iran against American soldiers. The newly elected Republican Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson from Louisiana, expressed his intent to immediately get to work.
The challenge before us is great, but the time for action is now.
I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Let's get back to our special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell. All kinds of great health information that you can use right now, today.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Now, most of the commentators, most of the information on hormonal development out there, including Dr. Swan, recommend a Mediterranean diet for parents and growing children. And that is a diet that's based on organic fruit and vegetables, whole grains, wild fish, skinless poultry, nuts and seeds, and olive oil as the only fat. There's three important things that that diet completely ignores. Three fundamental facts. Our bodies make sex hormones out of cholesterol. We know that cholesterol is the basis of hundreds of hormones in the body, but at least 30 of them that are involved with sexual development and sexual activity. And infants and toddlers do not make cholesterol. They have to get cholesterol from their diet. It takes until they're about a year to a year and a half old before they have the enzyme activity inside their bodies and their livers to make cholesterol. And a key vitamin that your body needs for transforming cholesterol into sex hormones is vitamin A. So she warns against animal fats and healthy foods like cheese and butter and naturally cured meats like salami, because the endocrine disruptors that concentrate in the fats of animals But these things also concentrate in seed oils, especially soybean and canola. And not only are pesticides and processing chemicals present in these foods that are estrogenic in their nature as well. In other words, they create estrogen in the system. But you have these isoflavones that naturally occur in soybean oil. And 80% of the oils, these seed oils that are used in processed foods, is soybean oil. One website indicates that one tablespoon of soybean oil has as many estrogenic compounds equivalent to one birth control pill. And that's what birth control pills do, is they raise the estrogen levels of the body to make you think you're pregnant so that you don't get pregnant. Now, we need cholesterol to make sex hormones, and that goes for children as well as adults. And in fact, male infants undergo a surge of testosterone as high as that of an adult male during the first 6 months of life in utero. It's what turns a developing fetus into a boy. And this testosterone surge programs male babies to express male characteristics later in life. And other key periods of sexual differentiation includes week 6 through 12 of pregnancy, where male and female sex organs begin to form. And the second half of pregnancy, when a peak of testosterone shows up in several areas of the brain to either express male or female gender in life. And ages 2 to 4, which the number of cells in the area of the hypothalamus associated with sexual differentiation reaches a peak. The product that I created called Ageless Thyroid supports the hypothalamus, it supports the pituitary, it supports the adrenals, and it supports the thyroid. I just call it Ageless Thyroid because I couldn't call it Ageless Hypothalamus. But during ages 2 to 4 years old, the number of cells in the hypothalamus of a developing child is what's going to create sexual differentiation the way nature had intended. Now, obviously, mothers and children have to avoid these endocrine disruptors during the whole period of growth and development, but especially during these critical periods. And a diet that is rich in organ meats and animal fats supply plenty of cholesterol and vitamin A during pregnancy and growth to ensure that these very complicated chemical processes continue as nature intended. And this is the way it was with our grandparents and our great-grandparents, because their foods weren't inundated with all of these chemicals. Babies have to get cholesterol from their diet. As I said, they don't have the enzymes online yet to make cholesterol. So mother's milk and raw milk from any mammal is rich in cholesterol, and it contains these enzymes to assure that the baby absorbs 100% of this cholesterol from which their own sex hormones are developed. And there is no cholesterol in infant formula. And all these formulas, including organic varieties, are based on skim milk and vegetable oils, and babies on soil formula are getting a whopping dose of estrogenic isoflavones. And a study conducted, I think, you know, and I hope I don't offend anybody, but that's where the term soy boy comes from. And a study conducted in 2000 found that the daily exposure of infants to isoflavones in soy formula was 4 to 11 times higher on a body weight basis than the dose that has hormonal effects in adults containing these kinds of foods. Now, most American babies are weaned on pureed vegetables and fruits packaged in estrogenic plastic containers, or they're lined with aluminum. And the baby hardly has a chance to get a good start in life. The United States Department of Agriculture suggests giving babies lean meat or tofu, occasional egg, occasional cheese, and lots of fruits and vegetables with reduced salt. This is not a diet that will support the optimal hormonal development of your baby boy or your baby girl. So what are the best weaning foods? Well, it's what our great-grandparents weaned the baby from the breast with. And the ideal weaning of foods for the baby, foods that will support optimal hormonal development, are chicken liver and egg yolk. Oh, you ought to see the faces of mothers when they ask me that question, because they weren't raised with this understanding. The high cholesterol content that's in egg yolk qualifies as the absolute ideal first food for a baby. A baby should receive at least one egg yolk a day, starting somewhere between 4 and 6 months coming off the breast. The white of the egg can be allergenic, and it's probably best to save the whites until they're about a year old. But egg yolks and chicken liver, and the mothers that do this, they dice these things up. They dice up the chicken liver. They mix it with the yolk, which is tasteless, by the way. And these children will wolf this down. Even beef liver, chopped up in fine, or liver of shakes made in the blender. The kids will wolf this stuff down because they've got this inner drive inside of them that says, I should be eating this stuff. So egg yolks and chicken liver give us a vitamin A. They give the babies vitamin D and K2 that supports the creation of sex hormones out of the cholesterol in just the right proportions. I know this sounds a little odd, but red meat and chicken gizzards provide nutrient-dense alternatives, and all four of those foods are rich in zinc, another important nutrient for sexual development and fertility, especially in the male. And it's also clear that fruits and vegetables are not nutrient-dense foods. You know, and although they're well-cooked, if you're going to do that, and that's fine. I'm not telling you not to give children vegetables, but make sure they're very well-cooked and mash them up with butter or mash them up with cream so that the children can get the proper fats that they need. And obviously, parents should include a nutrient-dense diet for their children throughout the growing years. A diet that contains organ meats and plenty of animal fats like butter and cream and egg yolks and lard and tallow and poultry fat. Forget this skinless chicken breast stuff. That's crazy. And, of course, these foods should be coming from pasture-fed animals that are not raised in the industrial system. And only if your choice, you know, in supermarket foods, it's better to feed your children rich animal foods instead of these processed things loaded with vegetable oils and sugars. And vitamin A and saturated fat in animal foods can protect the body from some of these endocrine disrupting chemicals. And then vegetable oils, you've got to avoid soybean and canola. About the only vegetable oils that are safe would be olive oil, coconut oil, and palm oil. And all these other oils, not only are they disruptors, they mess up the chemical processing of fats anyway. And then there's MSG. You see, your hypothalamus gland, the thing that I created to support, the reason I created ageless thyroid was to help support the hypothalamus, is the key to differences in male and female behavior. And the volume, there's something called a nucleus of origin that's in the hypothalamus, is twice as large in a heterosexual man as in women and homosexual men. And an area that regulates mating behavior is twice as large in men than in women and contains twice as many cells. And that develops in utero and during the period of growth that follows. And the male hypothalamus has a higher number of androgen receptors than of a young adult woman, especially testosterone. So you want to avoid any food that can cause damage to the hypothalamus. And the one that is everywhere that we know hurts the hypothalamus is MSG, monosodium glutamate. And it works on the glutamate receptors, especially in the hypothalamus, and it blocks it from proper behavior. But it's in the processed foods, it's in powdered milk, it's in whey protein, it's in infant formulas, it's in flavored milk that the kids get in school lunches. And if you see the words like caseinates or flavorings, natural flavor, seasonings, spices, are hidden terms to have MSG in there. Why do they put it in there? Because MSG heightens the flavor of otherwise flavorless processed foods. Sugar is another one. Sugar is way too much sugar will release cortisol and adrenaline from our adrenal glands, and it can lead to adrenal fatigue, which makes it much harder for the body to produce sex hormones. And then milk. Oh, my goodness. It is clear that whole milk from any animal, any mammal, cows, goats, sheep, camels, reindeer, water buffalo, depending on what group of people we're talking about, supports normal growth and optimal hormonal development for human beings. But modern milk's a different story. It comes from animals that are bred to overproduce milk. Modern cows get soy in their food, and that soy comes through in the milk. modern milk is low in fat. It's often labeled, you know, powdered non-fat milk, which is a source of MSG. But in addition, pasteurization renders milk highly allergenic, and it puts additional stress on the adrenal glands. If you can't obtain raw milk for your children, don't give them milk. Give them high-quality cheeses as a source of calcium, as well as butter, plenty of butter that comes from grass-fed cows. So, you know, it comes down to, well, what is a man, what is a woman? You know, the latest Supreme Court justice, when she was going through the Senate Judicial Committee and being interviewed, was asked the question, what is a woman? And she couldn't answer the question because it's a political question anymore. Unfortunately, it's not a biological question. What is a woman? What is a man? Well, a woman has two X chromosomes. A man has X and Y. Yeah, it's more complicated than that. I know. I understand that. But in the politics of today, it's so difficult to get down to sound biochemical nutritional understanding. I hope this helps. I threw out an awful lot of information, but I am absolutely convinced, as I said in my heart of hearts, this problem of sexual dimorphism that we have today is a result of the way diets have changed over the last 70 years. This is one of the reasons why I created Ageless Thyroid. You can get more information at agelessthyroid.com if you're interested in following that up. It's a privilege for me to be a part of the Good Day Health Show and an ongoing contributor to what takes place here with Doug's processes and programming. You can get more information at forbiddendoctor.com from my podcast, as well as gooddayhealthshow.com/podcasts for ongoing information. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. Stick around for Doug and myself, and we will finish off the program for you today.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Chahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
After the hour, time for a visit with Good Day Healther, Dr. Jack Stockwell. Why are you chuckling? You chuckled just then. Are you chuckling because I said something that amused you? Or are you just chuckling because you have trick-or-treaters at your door? So why are you chuckling? What's the story?
Your show is completely entertaining.
Is it? Well, that's because we have people like you who are on the program, right? You have a lot to say, and some of it's entertaining.
I like your shtick. I like your presentation. I like the way you move and constantly cover several topics in the time. I would only be covering one on my show. Uh-huh. I find you very interesting to listen to.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Jack Stockwell from Salt Lake City, being heard here. We have the presence of Dr. Jack is something that I cherish, actually, on Good Day Health, because he has so much focus on news that makes sense. Now, it doesn't make sense to everybody, because some people are addicted to drugs and pills and that sort of thing. But I think, when I say pills, I remember my father telling me when I was trying to get him more on vitamins and blood thinners and stuff when he'd had a couple of strokes. He said, I take enough pills every day. And that's the attitude of a lot of old-timers. They don't know what the pills are. They just know they take a lot of them. And so one wonders, you know, under the circumstances, if we don't lose people sometimes just because of ignorance, right? Just because they don't know what the difference is between the simplest things like the nutrition that comes from, we use standard products, standard processed products, and then all natural stuff versus the processed stuff. The things that come out of a can instead of out of the ground.
For example, 100 years ago, heart disease was virtually unknown. It wasn't even in the top 10 killers in the early 1920s. And from 1920 to 1960, it became the biggest killer and still is. Mm-hmm. And one thing that is absolutely you can draw a graph of heart disease incidence and the incidence of removing whole grains from our diets and putting in refined flour instead. Right. So when refined flour and breakfast cereals started showing up that are about as full of nutritional value as an empty can is, this is when we started suffering from heart disease, cancer, yeah. several other things. Yeah. In any place around the world where indigenous people's natural diets were replaced by bringing in enriched flour and breakfast cereal type of foods, disease exploded. Simply not that those things cause disease. Those things are so devoid of the vital nutrition that the body needs that over time, the malnutrition problem starts showing up.
All right, let's emphasize that again. It's not that you're having the bad stuff. It's that you're not getting enough of the good stuff. Amen. To an effect, it sounds like, counter what goes on. For example, the bad carbs. There are the good carbs and the bad carbs. And so when I was thinking about Matthew Perry and what he didn't have in his system, probably a lot of the stuff that we're talking about here, and that's ultimately what killed him.
Good carbs are made by Mother Nature. If Mother Nature didn't make it, like bagels, breads, tortillas, breakfast cereals, pastries, pizza, rice cakes, waffles, white rice,
he's ruining everybody's
diet. Does not belong inside the human body. If Mother Nature made it, it looks like something Mother Nature made. It looks like a plant, or it looks like an animal, or it looks like something that ate that plant that transfers the energy from the sun into the soil, into that plant, into your body. But when it goes through the processing of food plants, like the major food producers, by the time it hits the shelf, there's nothing left there except something that will fill your belly with artificial flavors to make you think you're eating food. And as a result, your body slowly dies a miserable death from the onset of various diseases that's nothing more than a manifestation of massive malnutrition.
And heart disease is one impact. Cancer is another. You know, I'm looking at, there was a side story about the city of Los Angeles and the bagels that are made and sold there versus the New York bagels. And I think to myself, what are we doing? I had bagels my son's birthday last week. We had bagels for breakfast. I never eat bagels because it's like putting a big load of dough in your stomach.
Well, it is. It is.
But it's
a couple of hundred grams of carbohydrates right there, more than your body needs on a daily basis. And, you know, occasional bagel, fine, but not every day.
No, heavens no. All right, check out Jack. Good Day Health Show podcasts are available at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. This is Good Day at 59 after the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.